Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the EFES Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Awesome. Glad to be back. EFES Nation Podcast, episode number 33. We've been away for a little bit. I know our producer, Jim, here has been all over me about getting back in the studio, whatever you want to call it, to get some recording done. But I know Jim's been on me about it. We've had a lot of travel over the past month. Some much deserved and needed travel to go see some amazing people. But we're back at it, and we've got a very special guest today. Excited to have her with us, Amber Allen Bupp, Marketer of the Year within all of AmeriLife. Somebody that I've had the pleasure of getting an opportunity to work with closely over the last few months is. We've been working with AmeriLife, obviously, very, very closely. Amber, glad to have you with us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
So for all of our listeners, there's a lot of people that are within Equita that work with us that listen in, obviously, but there's also a lot of people that don't work with us that listen in. So I'm going to go ahead and say this for both parties. Amber puts up with me, which is a victory in itself. She deserves a medal of honor just for that. But
see the trophy behind you. Yeah.
Been able to learn quite a bit from you. You got years of experience. You know, I've been in the business almost 18 years now, but I'm learning every day from you, from the AmeriLife team, which has been instrumental for our success on the Medicare side, integrating that in. So I'm glad to have you on with us today because our audience listening in, I think, is going to pick up some nuggets of info that are going to help them in their business. So with that being said, we're going to dive right into today. We've got so much to talk about. I know a lot of it's going to pertain to you and your expertise. You do a phenomenal job supporting and helping agents and agency owners, you know, achieve and succeed in the business. So tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been around. What are you doing? How you do it? And we'll start there.
All right. So initially, what got me into the industry is I used to work for an oral surgeon that did claims and authorizations through Medicare and Medicaid. So I kind of learned the opposite end of the insurance industry first. And then I got into this side about 7.5 years ago. I was brought onto the Medicare Advantage team here at AmeriLife Marketing Group. And I got to learn the ins and outs of the Medicare Advantage side. I know there's a lot of agents that are intimidated and worry about it. But it's a great industry to be in. very successful too. but I help independent agents and agencies grow in the senior market. And I feel like that's why a lot of people stay in this market is because it's constantly evolving, constantly growing, and you need to be able to learn and open up from anyone and everyone that you can. So all ears to everyone. we had a discussion earlier today, like why do I want to be part of those conversations? And it's so I can learn too, because these situations come up multiple times. Everyone thinks that they might be very unique to one person, but it's going to happen again. So it's good for me to be learning as I'm growing also. So evolved.
That's one thing I've learned about you already is that it's not that you're looking to delegate it. You want to learn it so you can help people as well moving forward.
Right. I actually took a phone call yesterday and it was like, that's what I like about you. If you can't get a hold of me, you're going to find the answer anyways. And I don't want my agents to have to wait on an answer for days. And I feel like that's some of the struggles being in the industry. There are constant moving parts and not everybody knows them all the time, but you need to know where you can find them at. So that's kind of like, hi, pick me. Yeah. So I know that that's something that you wanted to bring up today is like agent struggles, and it is communication and being transparent. And I hold myself accountable to being transparent with everybody. If I don't know the answer, I'm not going to try to fluff one up for you. I'm going to tell you, hey, I have to find it, and then I'll get it over to you. And I feel like a lot of your agents respect that. And, very grateful for our relationship.
Yeah, they don't want agents don't want to feel like they're getting the runaround or just kind of that, you know, agent, not agent in our industry, but like like a talent agent who's just going to kind of BS them and then just to get them off the phone. And then hopefully the agent forgets about it, you know, forgets about the question. You're very, very good. They want that transparency. They want to be able to talk to somebody and it's like, hey, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been doing this a long time. I don't know, but let me go find it for you. Right. They do respect that, but you did kind of get to the topic of today. And I know it's going to spider web into multiple areas, but you've been doing this quite a while, obviously at a very, very high level, very successful at what you do. Let's talk about the struggles that agents are running into that you're helping them with. I know there's different degrees of experience for agents in the industry. So some of those things that, you know, a new agent struggles with, your seasoned agent's not going to, but let's talk about some of the most common areas that you're helping agents with today. If you had to go through kind of a 1 through 3 or just, you know, kind of plotting them out, what are you helping agents with on a regular basis, it seems like?
Compliance is mainly number one is what I would say. Contracting is not something that we like to focus on, but obviously that is a big struggle because there are a lot of people in the industry that are brand new that don't understand all of the options for them. So they kind of just get pushed into one. They take that first phone call and they're like, yeah, this sounds good. Meanwhile, they don't really understand or comprehend like the full opportunity of why they had gotten their license. They're just kind of like looking to get going right away instead of looking at all of the options. So contracting is one of them, compliance. And then also learning the ins and outs of the carriers. We're here to help seniors and we're here to help their lifestyles. So you need to know the dental networks. You need to know the hospital networks. You need to know how you can get your clients into those doctors and help them make that first primary care appointment. So I help agents find out how to do that and make sure they accomplish those things as well.
That's huge. I know that's been one of our biggest struggles as we came from the life side of things. You know, considering ourselves to be successful for a while doing life insurance at a high level, there was a little bit of anxiety with all of the moving parts as it pertains to Medicare. And then also it feels like you're tiptoeing, not wanting to step on the compliance piece of glass. So we've put a premium on that. As I know, you know, we've focused on that a bit, but just you have to be a student of the game. And that's one of the things that has been a lot of fun about working with you guys is take a deep breath, Equita. Don't worry. It's not all as bad as it seems. And for you, I want to kind of segue as we talk about agent struggles. We'll come back to it because that's going to be a big topic today. You've been in the business for quite some time, obviously successful, as I mentioned. What are some of the fun things that you enjoy doing with the agents, like that you help them with and the celebration or whatever it may be? There is a fun part to our business from what we do. What do you find fun about our industry?
Besides the vacations or honestly, it's just having something new every single day. So, you know, that you're doing good by helping people. Me learning helps other people learn and I can regurgitate it and get it over to them, which allows them to help people as well. And I think that is extremely fun and rewarding. As a human being, because, you know, my grandma had a lot of questions about Medicare and she really didn't know. And when I had gotten involved in the industry, I was super intimidated and I didn't know. And it's not what you know, it's where you know how to find it. So I'm very resourceful. AmeriLife offers us great teams on the back end. So they update us on the new compliance. They update us on everything. So I guess work is fun. I get to work with people like you that like to text me and tell me that we're at the wrong time. but it keeps it fun. It keeps it exciting. You know, no day is the same. We might be doing the same thing, but different people.
Yeah, it's hard to say insurance is fun. Like when somebody says insurance to you, they don't typically the word fun doesn't pop into their mind, but I like asking that question to leaders because the emphasis being put on that we're in a really good position to be in an industry where you can legitimately do something great for someone else and then be highly compensated. I consider that a blessing. That's a huge opportunity. And yeah. I think that gets lost on a lot of people because a lot of us came from the 9-to-5 background, whether regardless of how old we were when we found this industry. You know, you kind of think about the rat race, the 9-to-5 of that there's not much entrepreneurship at all involved in that. Mm-hmm. To then be able to break away out of that mold and then go help somebody and just get paid ridiculously for it is a lot of fun. So I love asking that question, like, what gets you juiced up? What do you enjoy about this industry?
Helping people.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't change for whether you're an agent in the field helping the seniors or you're somebody on a team like yours that is helping agents. It all comes mm-hmm. down to serving. And I know we have a mutual friend in Brandon Clay. The more you serve, the more you deserve. But live by that. I love that. And so that's really cool to hear you say that. I appreciate you sharing that. Going back to struggles on agents, throughout the day-to-day, we receive phone calls daily about whether it's a new agent, current agent who's been doing it a little bit. Not being able to have somebody to lean on as that resource for not only knowledge, but also just daily support. There's things that they may already know, but they'll call in for third-party validation on. You do that on a daily basis. And you mentioned the word communication.
Yes.
You're so good at it to the point where I've actually joked with you about, why are you taking my phone call right now? You should just hit ignore, let me leave a voicemail. But you know, when you establish a relationship with an agency owner, agents, what is your expectation when it comes to the communication piece? Because your service level is phenomenal. Like, how do you set that expectation?
Well, I just communicate that it's really important for me to be transparent. And I would like that back. I don't know how to help you if you don't know how to communicate what you need. We work with multiple different avenues in the industry. I don't think anybody really chooses to say, hey, I'm going to go into insurance when I grow up. Yeah. It just kind of falls into your lap, and it's a huge blessing. I love it. My husband's an insurance agent as well, as you know. So it's pretty cool. But I'm like, ask me all of your questions. Tell me what you need to know, and I'll make sure that you get it in writing. I can tell it to you, but I want you to also learn it as well, because then they can have that resource to look back on in the event that it comes up again. Everything is evolving, always constantly changing. So even sometimes I catch myself on day one stuff. I'm like, man, I completely forgot that I have to look that back up. So I like to have that in the background. So I don't know. I just tell them that I expect what I give, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. So
100%.
That's how I build the rapport. And some people don't fall into that and you have to kind of cut ties, but it's part of us growing, you know?
I love it. Setting the expectation, you're going to get what you give. You know, if you give good communication, I'll make sure that you get it back in return. If you're non-existent, you know, what are you going to get back in return? Yeah. I love that. I do want to stay on agent struggles a little bit, but it's off topic, but on topic at the same time. It's a little bit of both. Being in the thick of things as the CMS ruling and everything's been coming out, One of the glaring topics that continues to stand out for the agents that we work with that they continue to ask about is like, where do you see this thing in the next few years? Is it going away? Why should I get my certs done and jump in this year if it's possibly going to go away next year? You've been around this long enough. You work with some amazing people. You work with some people at a very high level. Where do you see this thing going on from a Medicare perspective? Is it going to be here today, gone tomorrow? What do you see on this?
I don't see it going anywhere. Every year we have struggles. Every year we have growth. Every year we have setbacks. And it's ebb and flow, right? You go up and down. We are in a sales industry. They're trying to make sure that they're taking care of the seniors and making sure everyone's doing right by them. So can I predict the future? No. but I also believe that they're trying to make a difference. It's going to help some people and it's going to hurt some people, but you just have to learn to evolve with the industry itself and then just go with it. You're never going to not have a job in insurance because you have the avenue of multiple opportunities. You have Medicare, you have life insurance, you have annuities. There's the ancillary part of things too. So you have the option, PNC. So it's not going to go anywhere. And yes, I mean, if if you don't believe in the industry, then go ahead and get out. You don't have to stay here. Nobody's making you. And if you have a negative attitude starting out, like, why should I have to do this? Then maybe it might not be for them.
For sure.
So it is a struggle. It is something that, but like you said earlier, the reward is pretty awesome. Compensation, the trips, the relationships, the growth, everything is all there. So I think it's totally worth it, but somebody else may not.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we talk about internally with our group, not being transactional, trying to be transformational. I know it sounds cheesy to some, but like, if we can put it in perspective, that's our focus. If, you know, if you do right by them, you're going to make a great living doing it. What a great opportunity. That the question about where the Medicare piece, Medicare Advantage specifically, where it's heading, it just comes from, you know, agents on a regular basis, because our approach, as you know as well as anybody, is that holistic approach. Let's take care of their needs in more ways than one. We're naturally a life company, but we've gravitated to where we're starting to do really good numbers on the Medicare side. Not even close to what you guys do, but we're still, you know, we're chasing you guys. Standing on the shoulders of giants is what I like to say, but it's a great opportunity. And there's just so many agents, whether it's on social media, I know you see it. Some of the questions that get asked, there's a lot of chicken littles out there about, oh, we're going to get screwed, this is going away. It's always really neat to have a partner like you guys where we can, hey, what are you hearing? What do you see? What do you know? And yeah, it kind of cools down that consternation and anxiety of, it's going to be okay. But yeah, it's neat. And to your point, it's really cool to be able to say, you know, if something did change, we have multiple other avenues that we're able to continue to do what we do. It's neat.
And that's why it's good to diversify and make sure you have more than one egg in your basket.
Yeah.
Or more than one basket, whichever you want to call that. but it's constantly evolving. And if there is no risk, there is no reward. And there are a lot of good people and there are a lot of bad people. And sometimes the bad eggs are the ones that ruin it or make it a little bit more complicated for us. But then it also shows you the people that really do want to make a difference in seniors' lives. And I think that those are going to be the successful ones that want to stay.
100% agree. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's where I kind of want to go next, which is agent struggles. Okay. Well, how is this going to fit with agent struggles? Well, agents who are one trick ponies out in the marketplace, I understand, jack of all trades, master of none. I get all that. But in our industry, we don't have as many agents that are as well diverse as they should be to be able to really serve their clients and take care of their needs. Mm-hmm. So if you're an agent out there today, Amber, and you have words of encouragement and advice for them, if they're focused on life insurance or Medicare or whatever, what is your recommendation for them in terms of how to successfully integrate an additional market or two into their business? Because I know you're all over us about it, and I love it, which is hospital indemnities, those ancillary products that we haven't been as good as we need to be at offering to our clients. How do these agents, what is your recommendation on getting them to integrate these in the right way?
Make time. Make time for the growth. I learned from a very good friend here, David Paul, that every morning he wakes up and he does an hour of study, and it's way before he even needs to be into work. So he's making time to learn the industry. He's making time to learn the life products and things that he needs to promote and grow with. And if your agents are dedicated and would really like to learn how to cross sell or move to the next product, make the time, set the appointment. There are constant webinars that are going on every single day from multiple carriers. It gets overwhelming, especially if you do sell more than one product. It's kind of like, oh, squirrel, but you don't want that. You need to know what it is that you want, set your goals, set your expectations, write them down, cross them off, move to the next one. So when I started here, I was on the Medicare Advantage team, and I was only focused on Medicare Advantage. I wasn't exploring any of the life or the ancillary or anything like that. But once I got comfortable and confident in the Medicare Advantage, I was able to branch out and learn the new product. So I still have my knowledge base over here, and that's going to be bread and butter. And then my extras would be coming from the other opportunities that we have to offer. And I think you guys have a very diversified portfolio to offer your agents that are with your company. So I think that that's really cool. They just need to set the time apart and learn the product. It's not as intimidating as it seems because you're like, wow, I can offer all of these things. Which one do I go for? But learn one, move to the next. Learn that, move to the next.
So I love that.
That's how I work.
Yeah, and I love that because, you know, 5 years ago, I think it was right around 5 years ago, this month will be 5 years since we did our partnership with AmeriLife and joined the AmeriLife family. Just kind of fearful of, like, how do we integrate Medicare in holistically? Like, there's so many moving parts. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Like, this is insane. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't even close to as crazy as we originally thought. To your point, you're going to have to make that investment. You've got to put some time into it. Anything worthwhile, you're going to have to make an investment in your time in. And
no risk, no reward.
Exactly. And you said become comfortable, which, you know, makes you then confident. Well, that all starts with becoming comfortably uncomfortable with something new. There's nothing in this world that you're going to learn that's brand new to you that's not going to make you somewhat uncomfortable. There's going to be uncertainty. You're going to just be unfamiliar with it. But, you know, finding a starting point and doing it, and I'll just say this, and it's not to indict our audience because we all have fallen into this at some point. Like, we all make excuses of why we can't do something instead of making a point to put some time aside to start learning something new. And we've got some really cool, like today, like in the world we live in now, like we have some really cool resources at our disposal. Even if like just YouTube is a starting point. What is Medicare Advantage? What is a Medicare supplement? Like, you may not have this elaborate training platform. If some of you that don't work with us are out there listening in, you're like, well, it's easier said than done. You guys got a university. Your agents can jump in and learn. Look, you've got YouTube to find a starting point. You've got other resources that you maybe you don't know about to at least get a little bit of a foundation under you. And hopefully you have a mentor that you can reach out to that will spend some time with you. But just find your starting point. And I always – I ruin things typically by using sports analogies, but – think about yourself as an agent, as a business owner, you know, that you're like a pitcher in baseball. There is nobody in the major leagues that's throwing one pitch every time. You know, they're not just going to sit there and hum fastballs up. And the reason for it is they're going to eventually get launched because you're playing against other professionals. That same logic applies here. If you're going to go out there with just one product, you're going to be successful to some extent, but you're not going to be able to break through that next level and you're going to be capped on what you can do. You know, you need to work at a changeup. You need a curveball. You need a slider. You need to be able to be diversified so you can help more people and ultimately strike more people out, and to use that analogy. So I've really I've fallen in love with that one.
I agree. I think it's good to have multiple options, though, because everybody learns differently and everybody teaches differently. I'm an interactive learner. I need to see it. I need to do it. That's why I initially got my license, so I could log into these websites and learn how they worked in order for me to train and teach my agents how to log in, complete their certifications, or do an enrollment, anything like that. Very grateful for the Sunfire platform that your FMO offers. And it's kind of like the one-stop shop. We are trying to grow with the industry, but also we still need to learn the carrier portals as well. So I agree with finding a mentor, but I think it is good to learn from more than one person until you figure yourself out and what works best for you. So I like you've mentioned, I work with multiple different platforms of agencies and independent agents. Some of them have all of their appointments with me and some of them just have a couple. And it's, I'm going to earn your trust. I'm going to earn your relationship. And then we're going to grow if it's something that fits best for you and for me, because sometimes it's not a good fit for everyone. You guys have a great platform. I love that you have morning meetings every morning, learning from people that are in the industry that are successful. So it makes it less intimidating for your new guys to come in and just say, man, those are people I can reach out to. I like the way this guy talks. This one's a little bit rough for me, but I would like to learn how he's done things, or she, sorry. Yep. But, you know, your options are good because you're hearing from multiple people and they see things being done more than one way.
Also, sometimes, and it's not a shot at any of our leaders, some of the agents, it gives them hope and kind of opens up additional aspirations when they're like, if that guy can do it, I can do it. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, we've had that said to us before by guys that work together. They're like, man, I just saw so-and-so on a call and he was crushing it. And I'm like, if he can do it, I know I can do it. And that's, we welcome that motivation. So in closing, one thing we like to do is, number one, this is awesome because we get to introduce you to the audience,
hey.
which means we then get to bring you back and talk about some other things. I think I already know where this is going. I think next episode we're going to have to bring Danielle on. I'll probably have to rope Holden into it, and we'll have a fun little podcast. But at the end of each podcast, we like to kind of give everybody a parting shot and anything you'd like to throw out there as we kind of, you know, end the podcast for today.
If you don't know, always ask.
I love it. I love it. Yep. It's true. Appreciate everybody plugging in today on episode 33. Excited to do the next few episodes because, like I said, we're going to rope Amber back in eventually here. I'm going to say in the next few, we'll do that. But we're going to start documenting kind of the journey throughout AEP. And next week, we're already teeing up some, examples and stories of what has transpired at the beginning of AEP, what's different, what's happening. And so, Amber, we may try and rope you into that as well. We'll see.
Fine.
We'll see if schedule is permitting. But thank you again for joining us, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the EFES Podcast. For more, visit EFESnation.com and subscribe to the podcast catalog on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.